One can ask, what is mind? What is awareness? And there should be limitless responses to that, and countless correct, true responses to that. This is one of the challenges to us as human beings, that at least contemporarily, you know, things have gotten so reductive that one definition is supposed to work for everything. One gadget, one phone is supposed to do everything or accomplish all tasks, etc. Well, that's just not the case when it comes to awareness, heart, mind, compassion, wisdom, emptiness, you name it. You know, there's all these factors, you know, heart, mind, bodhicitta, that cannot be defined by one term or even a few terms, but the scope and the range and the wordlessness, inexpressible because of profound and beyond concepts, all of these are, is what is actually true. So when we say, well, you know, what is mind? What is heart? What is essence? First off, it's a supreme contemplation, and one that the more frequently that we do it, especially through the commonness of our day, we will discover many of the presentations, displays, and demonstrations of all of the above that are inside us and right before us and playing out in our life. But we will also discover the limitations that we put upon mind, heart, awareness, essence, presence, compassion, wisdom, and so forth. Very worthwhile. So in order to respond to the question of, well, what is mind? What is awareness? Tibetan Buddhism has presented it in a variety of ways. But this one is one that I want to bring forward this morning simply because of the multitudinous features in this image. This image is trying to convey that this presentation of awareness, heart, mind, of presence, of highest nature, has 10,000 arms, has 10,000 legs, has 1,000 heads, and each of them looks in multiple directions at the same time. And each of them has at its essence, each of those 1,000 looking in 5 directions at the same time, the cardinal directions as well as omnisciently, that each of these has this kernel of omniscience, again, and represented by the mini head in the center. And that's only the blatant things. You know, then there's the fire of naked, raw, pristine, you know, photic awareness, et cetera, et cetera. So if we ask, well, what is heart? Heart is every moment, every step, every word, every thought, every action. And that's what this is trying to convey through the multiplicity, through the thousands, 10,000s kind of thing. Every is what it's saying. Well, what is mind? Mind is awareness, any moment, every moment. What is compassion? It is the reaching out of these 10,000 arms and their hands and the simplicity of just simply reaching out, be there, never say no. And to contemplate who is saying no, Why am I saying no when I do? What am I protecting? Who am I protecting? What am I limiting? Why am I being miserly with my time, my energy, my money, my kindness, etc.? So when we go to contemplate and then enter into the meditation of true essence, heart as mind, so that we come to understand more of what, again, in a contemporary westernized acculturation of the English language, has become so reduced that mind is being looked for in the cellular structure of the brain. That's how reductive. It's being looked for in genes and in the genome, so that one letter in the genome is supposed to be mind, or one combination is supposed to be mind. That's beyond silly. That's infantile. Right? I mean, if we really think about that. It's so reduced. So, as we smile, take a long, so deep breath. What we are experiencing is mind. What we are experiencing is heart. There's a peace, a serenity, a wholeness. Nothing is left out. We are present. It is mind in that we are present, whole, at ease. There's a continuity of breath, body, energy, beingness. And these two are not two separate things, heart and mind. The more that we meditate, we are, of course, all discovering they are words for the word less. They are words for that which cannot be expressed with words. So we smile and sit well in honor and respect of the devas of our body. And with that sitting well, there's a gratitude to the devas of the form. And breath is coming and going gently. Become the experience, be the experience of simplicity. Breathing in and breathing out. Now, with eyes opened or closed, gaze directly into the heart of awareness. We will discover it's not a thing. Gaze directly into the heart of awareness. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. The heart of awareness, the heart of mind, the mind of the heart, presence, simplicity. Feel it through the day. Feel your steps, your hands, your words, your energy, your presence. Are you the heart of the mind in any given moment? And feel inspired, deeply, deeply inspired. Know that you are that. And whatever ways in which that's not coming forward, that's old programming. And today you are who you are, fresh, brand new, this moment. Be the simplicity, the care, the giving, the generosity, the joy of heart and heart of awareness. Love you all. Create your day.